Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I share my successes and my failures and hope that you can learn something from my experience and hopefully make your life just a little bit better. This week's episode is called When Life Has Other Plans. When life throws you curveballs, how do you handle them? Do you freak out? Do you roll with it? Do you look at it as an opportunity or a disaster? Today, I want to talk about how to keep a perspective on life that helps you keep moving when things don't go as planned. We must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. Epictetus. First, I want to apologize for not getting last week's episode out. As you know, I've been struggling with some pretty severe insomnia over the past few months, and last week I just hit a wall. I had the episode about 85% ready, and I was just so wiped out that it was just a struggle to get to the end of the week. The irony of it was that the episode was all about dealing with feeling overwhelmed. I was going to make it this week's episode, but given some big events that have happened for me this last week, I felt it was a little more pressing to talk about how we can handle the unexpected twists that life throws our way. So one of my favorite events that has taken place in Portland over the last 12 years was the World Domination Summit. For those of you who don't know what that was, it was kind of like a TED conference with all kinds of interesting speakers and classes and experiences for people who want to live differently in the world. It was founded by Chris Guillebeau, who lives here in Portland, and he's the author of several books and writes a blog about travel and living an unconventional life. Now, a few weeks ago, I was reading one of his posts called Congratulations on Your New Life, and it really stuck with me. And in this, he talked about how a few years ago he was speaking at a conference, and someone who was asking a question mentioned that they had just lost their job. And rather than offering condolences, he felt like he needed to take a different route. He congratulated them. Since that time, this is usually the response that he offers when someone talks about something that is causing a big disruption in their life, such as losing a job or ending a relationship. Now, this may seem a little harsh to some people, but Chris mentioned that most times when he followed up with the other person, that even if they were a little shocked at first, when they took the time to really think about it, they really didn't like the job or could see that they were better off out of that relationship. In a way, this event was a favor and an opportunity to make a change in their life that they probably wouldn't have done if it were not for this happening to them. The obstacle in the path becomes the path. Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. Ryan Holiday. So this last week, as I mentioned, was exhausting. I decided to take off Friday to see if I could get caught up on some sleep, and even though I knew that I could sleep in, I still only got about 5 hours of sleep. I was able to get a short nap in later that afternoon, but soon after waking, I received a call from the owner of the company that I work for. He let me know that due to financial constraints, he had to cut my project and was letting me go. And we talked through the next steps of making the transition smoother for the other developers who would be taking up the slack for some of my minor projects. At the end of the call, he thanked me for handling things so professionally and not making it a difficult call. I told him there was no reason to make things difficult. He was simply doing what he needed to do for his company. Now, for me, it was an interesting moment. I found that there was no real stress about the whole thing. It was just a very matter-of-fact, like, this is just a thing that happens in life. I felt very relaxed and very stoic about it. And after the call was over, I laughed about how the fact that my first thought on hearing the news was that now I'd finally be able to get caught up on some sleep. Don't panic. Douglas Adams. So what do you do when life throws unexpected things your way? Do you panic? Do you look at all the downsides? The first and most important thing that we can do in any situation is to do our best to stay calm. Part of the Stoic teaching of Amor Fati is that we love everything that happens to us, and that our reaction to anything will not really change what happens. And in the case of getting laid off, being rude to my former boss would not have changed the situation at all, and it probably would have only made things worse. And in fact, by the end of the call, he asked if, when he had some more funding available in the future, I would be open to working as a consultant to finish up the development of the software I'd been working on. I told him that I was certainly open to it if my situation in the future made it possible to do so. To accuse others for one's misfortune is a sign of want of education. To accuse oneself shows that one's education has begun. To accuse neither oneself nor others shows that one's education is complete. Epictetus. Another important thing we can do is not get caught up in finding someone to blame. Now, it's one thing to understand the root cause of something, but to waste time trying to pin the blame on someone does nothing to help you move forward. It only leads to more stress and worry. Now, this doesn't mean that if someone is causing issues for you that you simply ignore them. But what it does mean is that you do your best to move on and let go of the things that don't serve you. And in this case, being angry with my former boss because he didn't have the funds to continue keeping me on payroll just doesn't really matter. It's simply the way that things turned out. It's just the way that all the circumstances lined up, nothing more and nothing less. There are no problems, only choices. One of the most important ideas that I've been trying to implement in my life over the past few months is that of focusing on what choices I have in front of me in any given situation. Letting go of all the worries and what ifs won't help me keep moving forward. So, in the case of losing my job, I've been able to apply this by making a list of what I can do and not worry about why things didn't work out the way that I wanted. It's not what happens to you that matters, but how you react to it that determines the quality of your life. Epictetus. So what comes next for me? That's hard to say at the moment. This last year has been a turbulent one already, so this is just one more factor in the mix. But right now, I have a little more of the most precious resource known to man, available time. And this is something that will allow me to accelerate some things that I've been working towards. I find myself in a place full of opportunity. I'm reaching out to recruiters and others in my industry, and since I'm working on getting my house ready to sell, I'm appreciating the fact that I will have more time available for getting things prepared. I plan on improving my workout regimen and cycling more once the weather is a little bit warmer. I plan on getting a few more podcast episodes made so that I can have them ready a week or more in advance so that I don't run into something like last week. I'm working on some ideas for expanding the reach of the podcast. But first, I'm going to get some sleep. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.